Daring to Lead Coaches, National Rules Process, and Member Driven. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. This past Sunday evening, Meg Seng was honored with the MHSAA's Women in Sports Leadership Award at this year's WISL Conference in Lansing. The athletic director at Ann Arbor Green Hills of the past 15 years and a coach there for 13 years before that, Seng enjoyed everything she got out of coaching and now has focused her efforts as an AD on encouraging an up-and-coming generation of female coaches.
I have always loved sport, and I early on found that I had a knack and an interest in coaching. So to be able to share with other young women what I think is a really noble profession makes it a passion for me. I think it's a great endeavor, and I would love for more women to have the opportunity and the confidence to seek out some of those positions.
This year's Women in Sports Leadership Conference drew nearly 750 people, an all-time record. Many of them female high school student athletes with aspirations of becoming a coach, official, or administrator. You can read more about the conference and Meg Seng on the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health Game Balls this week go out to a number of individuals who have hit basketball scoring milestones. Elsie Stuck of Sheboygan with a school single game record, 43 points. Going over the 1,000-point career mark last week were Margot Wotner of Traverse City Central, St. John's Maddie Maloney, Sophia Weard of Muskegon Oak Ridge, Maple City Glen Lake Savannah Poplinski, Clarkston's Kayla Luckenbach, and Ryan Art of Bark River Harris. Going over the 2,000-point mark in career scoring last week was Foster Lawyer of Clarkston. Athletes should choose food higher in nutrients, like lean meats, whole grain carbohydrates, and fats that are liquid rather than solid at room temperature. Quality food means better performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Many times the MHSAA gets asked questions in each sport, how are the national playing rules written? The MHSAA is a part of the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NF, this organization based out of Indianapolis, works to write the playing rules in all sports sponsored by the MHSAA. The primary focus of all National Federation playing rules is on the health and safety of those playing the game. For suggestions each year, states all across the country can introduce proposals for change, and then through the voting process, rules get approved for the following season.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Visit the MHSAA website now to be a referee. What often gets lost in the conversation of a controversy with the eligibility rules of school sports is that the rules are member school driven. They are created by the member schools, adopted by their school boards every year, and enforced by the membership. But when controversy arises, those outside the inner workings of the system demonize the rules as archaic, as out of touch, as being selectively enforced by proverbial smoke-filled rooms and every other falsehood they can conjure up. And yes, schools which generally approve of the rules when surveyed suddenly change their tune when the shoe is on their foot, while other schools are counting on that rule being enforced to maintain competitive equity. Let's get specific here. When it comes to the hot-button topic of transfer rules, you've got about 80% of MHSAA member schools right now calling for tougher rules than exist now. So schools are trying to curb high school free agency, and parents, driven by the travel team mentality of hopping from club to club to find more playing time or exposure, along with other outsiders, are trying to promote it. Ultimately, what schools want must prevail here if we want to maintain a level playing field in high school sports. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.